Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In his first meeting with a foreign leader, President Trump spoke of two nations with a special relationship, and British Prime Minister Theresa May agreed, mentioning common economic interest, shared values, and respect.
And there will be times when we disagree and issues on which we disagree. The point of the special relationship is that we are able to have that open and frank discussion.
Mr. Trump also spoke to reporters about his respect for the UK.
The United States respects the sovereignty of the British people and their right of self-determination. A free and independent Britain is a blessing to the world.
Also on Friday, President Trump signed an executive action that restricts any Syrian refugees from entering the United States for an indefinite period of time. In reaction, Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai, a 19-year-old Pakistani student activist, once attacked by the Taliban, now recovered and living in the United Kingdom, said she is heartbroken that the U.S. is closing the door on children, mothers, and fathers fleeing violence and war. During the Friday press conference with Prime Minister May, there were queries about Mr. Trump's controversial stands on Mexico and Russia when asked whether he would lift sanctions after a planned phone call today with Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Trump says it is too early to talk about sanctions. Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson says Bashar al-Assad should be allowed to seek another term as Syria's president if any agreement is reached to end the country's nearly six-year-long civil war. United States' Western allies have long insisted Assad must relinquish power in Syria. This is VOA News. Italy's Coast Guard saying it has rescued about 1,000 migrants from leaky boats in the Mediterranean while one person was found dead. More than 180,000 migrants reached Italy last year. That is a record number. The United Nations says more than 5,000 people died last year trying to cross the Mediterranean. The mayor of a Somali town near the border with Kenya has been killed in a deadly attack by Al-Shabaab militants. Mohamed Tuare No was killed inside a Kenyan military base after Al-Shabaab militants stormed that base. No was one of three civilians killed in the attack, with two others wounded. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has arrived at the United Nations to begin work as the new U.S. envoy, declaring it would not be business as usual. We get the story now from VOA's Margaret Bashir at the UN.
Ambassador Haley arrived at the United Nations to present her credentials to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. She stopped briefly to address waiting reporters but did not take questions.
Our goal with the administration is to show value at the UN, and the way that we'll show value is to show our strength, show our voice, have the backs of our allies, and make sure that our allies have our back as well. For those that don't have our back, we're taking names. We will make points to respond to that accordingly.
Haley also said she would reform the United Nations, improving what works and eliminating what does not. The United States is a very influential player at the world body, in part because it is the largest donor, funding about 22% of the regular budget, nearly 30% of peacekeeping operations, and donating to special appeals and programs. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Friday was International Holocaust Remembrance Day, remembering the millions of Jews killed by German Nazis and their collaborators during the Holocaust, wiping out a third of the world's Jews. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
Tragically, and contrary to our resolve, anti-Semitism continues to thrive. And we are also seeing a deeply troubling rise in extremism, xenophobia, racism, and anti-Muslim hatred. Irrationality and intolerance are back.
Friday's UN-designated Holocaust Remembrance Day commemorates the date of the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp in 1945. Indonesia has quietly released a presidential decree addressing the roughly 14,000 refugees and asylum seekers who were previously overlooked in the country's laws. As it stands now, the decree has entered the global fray at a time when governments, like those of Australia, the U.S., and most of Western Europe, are tightening their borders to refugees and asylum seekers.
That's the latest world news from VOA.